Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the English program. Now, remember yesterday, if you listened to our audio boo, the one in which we were speaking about film 4 yesterday, and I was saying about there was a film on which we didn't agree with. We sort of were reading the sort of schedule thing and then read about it was all filled with violence and everything, and that sort of caused me to go onto one of my little monologue things about how the quality of films these days from Hollywood is really, really poor. It's at the bottom, scraping the barrel, and that 1 in 6 or something films this year will be like a remake or a spin-off or a sequel or a prequel or something to do with an original idea. In other words, the quality of original content. And that's what it's all about. It's not about, I know, let's remake this film. It's been done 10 times, but let's redo it with extra better special effects. To me, that's just a knockoff. You know, it has to be, really, it has to be new original content. That's what the people want. And unfortunately, everything coming out of Hollywood, or most of it, is pretty dire, pretty rubbish. It's all, you know, like, it's repeats, basically, you know? So, in that sort of spirit, I asked for suggestions on a new name for Hollywood. Given that they're so precious about the name, the font has been copyrighted. If you go to Hollywood physically and take a picture, you need permission from the copyright owners to use the photo for commercial gain. This is all true, you know. There are certain, although, you know, you can sort of stand in someone's road far away from the sign and take a picture, but most of the really, really, really good views of the Hollywood sign are, it's like sort of protected, sort of. So the chances are, if you get the best view of the Hollywood sign, you're probably in an area where there are lots of sort of CCTV cameras taking pictures of you. So if you try and sell the picture, they can track you. And it's all terribly, terribly commercialized. And I had the idea, well, if they're so feeling so precious about the Hollywood sign, let them have it. The only reason why the Hollywood sign has got any commercial value is because people have an interest in it. If they turn around and say, well, look, okay, you can have an interest, but you have to pay us for it, then I think the people, quote-unquote, should say, well, stuff you, we'll go and find ourselves a new sign somewhere else. Look, there's the IKEA sign. Let's worship that one instead. You know, they don't charge us for it. And we can buy some nice furniture at the same time. So I think the idea I'm promoting here is that you think of a new name for Hollywood, one which is not, at the moment, copyrighted. Now, if you can think of a name other than Hollywood which better describes or is more fitting or appropriate for the peak, Coenga Peak, given the quality of films which have been coming from that direction the last couple of years, send them in. And we'll read out some of the best ones. But they have to be sort of semi, you know, okay. We have to run them by our lawyers first. So, any ideas, send them in. stevesradioshow@hotmail.com. Now, speaking of films, we were talking about the film 4. So let's, shall we have a look at film 4 now or do it later? I think we shall do it now because film 4, in a way, are responsible for this new project that we've got, the idea of finding a new name in the first place came from the fact that we were searching through the film for thing. So shall we do a film for? I've lost me page. I don't believe this. I've lost me page. Oh, here we go. I think I've found it again now. Right, here we go. Haven't got long though. Only got 30 seconds. Have to be a quick one. Okay, today is the Moonraker, but it's on right now. It's not with Roger Moore though. It's from 1958. Carousel is on at 4:20. Hugh Grant film, 9 months, one of the worst films I've ever watched in my entire life. It's Hugh Grant, sort of written, his lines were written by Americans, not particularly well. That's it for today. We're back later.